Kloppenburg says she's thoroughly researched the county-by-county election results and says it's not just the 14,000-vote glitch in the Waukesha County totals that have prompted her to demand the recount. She says undervotes in Milwaukee County and the city of Racine, as well as photocopied ballots used in Fond du Lac, are indications that there were possibly many problems with the way the election was run.
The complaints or the anomalies of which we are aware take place around the state, and the concerns that we have been hearing from people take place around the state, and only a statewide recount will assure people that this election was fair.
Kloppenburg says pressure from labor unions or Democratic Party activists played no role in her decision to call for the recount.
There are those who have tried to tie me with the unions or other groups, and they have not had any evidence to base those claims on. Through my words and my conduct, I have from the start of this campaign been the independent and impartial candidate, and I am still that.
Kloppenburg is also calling for an independent investigation of Waukesha County Clerk Kathy Nicholas, separate from the one that the Government Accountability Board is currently carrying out. Justice David Prosser's campaign calls Kloppenburg's recount petition a nakedly political move to disenfranchise thousands of Wisconsin voters. Kloppenburg says she'll probably see Justice Prosser in court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.